What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. All right, so on the surface, you see LeBron James opting into his contract and 52.6 million dollar player option for the 25-26 season. You're thinking, okay, you know, LeBron James is going to play another season with the Lakers and going to be there with Luka, and that'll be that, and maybe he'll retire at the end of the year. Maybe he'll play another one. Who knows? But then Rich Paul puts out a statement, and man, oh, man, this says a lot. Quote, he knows, meaning LeBron, he knows the Lakers are building for the future. He understands that, but he values a realistic chance of winning it all. We are very appreciative of the partnership we've had for 8 years with Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka, and consider the Lakers a critical part of his career. He also goes on and says that they will be keeping an eye, and I'm paraphrasing this part, they'll be keeping an eye on, oh, here we go. We understand the difficulty in winning now while preparing for the future. Here's the exact quote that wasn't coming up before. We do want to evaluate what's best for LeBron at this stage in his life and career. He wants to make every season he has left count, and the Lakers understand that, are supportive, and want what's best for him. All right, you read into this. We want to evaluate what's best for LeBron at this stage in his life and career. We understand the difficulty in winning now while preparing for the future. He values a realistic chance of winning. What Rich Paul is doing is building the foundation to get him out of there.
Because he ain't going to win the West.
Bingo! The Western Conference, with the way that the Lakers are now, they are not beating OKC. They're probably not beating Denver.
Doncic. He's one of the greatest players we've ever seen.
Well, he is a good player.
Is like, it's amazing how great he is, and put him with LeBron, how could they lose?
Well, LeBron's 42, 41.
Yeah, but Luka is great.
He is
awesome.
God. Well, you just want to derail every conversation with your Luka Doncic take. It's amazing.
So, well, I'm just saying, like, it ties into my LeBron take. Because, see, this is the thing. LeBron could have easily decided if he wanted to go somewhere else by opting out. And he didn't. He wanted the money. He wanted the $52.6 million.
That he could only get from them, right?
Because the only way he could get it is if he opts in.
Right.
If he opts out, then he's a free agent, and he can go anywhere he wants. Now he wants, this is what you call, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
This is what you call cake and eating it too.
Yeah, of course.
That's so, what he wants. He wants his money, and now he wants to be able to say, you know what? Let's go to the Knicks, or could you see him going to the Cavaliers?
Yes, I could. I think that those two teams are the most likely landing spots for him. I'm going to finish my career in Cleveland where it all started, and then, you know, they have a really good team, and maybe I could win one more championship, and how great would that be? Or, oh, hey, I mean, the Knicks are really close to winning a title, and the Eastern Conference is wide open because look at all these guys that went down with injuries. Oh, and they don't have a coach. So now I can go there and say, hey, I'll go to you guys if you hire this person as the head coach.
Maybe the Knicks could call up and ask for J.J. Redick.
Oh, we don't want that here. We don't want that here.
That's what LeBron wanted in L.A.
Yeah, I don't, yeah, I don't know.
Just for calling around asking everybody about their head coaches and whether or not we can actually, you know, steal them and interview them.
Yeah, I think that there's still a chance that, you know, he's either campaigning for Giannis somehow. I don't know how the hell that would work. Or he's putting the pressure on the Lakers to do something specific that he wants done to that roster. And if they don't, and he's gone. He's going to go somewhere else.
For the Knicks to acquire him, they would have to trade to them either Karl Anthony Towns or Ananobi and, say, Mitchell Robinson.
Yeah, looking at the money, I think that the Ananobi-Mitchell Robinson combination would probably make the most sense because we know how much this regime loves Karl Anthony Towns. And if LeBron and Jalen Brunson, you know, you need a big guy to be able to score, I think that that would be something that would be a prerequisite that Cat would have to stay here.
This could be an Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. This could be a Verlander and Scherzer to the Mets. This could be LeBron James to the. I mean, no, 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 and no.
Yeah, I
don't do it. The game. If the Oklahoma City Thunder taught anybody anything about this game, younger, faster, more athletic is the way to go. Not older, slower, and ball heavy players.
Well, I mean, and add to that, I mean, obviously Oklahoma City was younger than the Pacers, but the Pacers still, you know, quick, young,
yeah,
a lot of guys
like
flying up and down.
And you don't need a big three. Like, you know, I guess you could, I don't think the Knicks, I don't know, do you consider Ananobi and Towns and Brunson the big three?
No, not in the sense of what we've seen before in the past. I mean, it's just three best players, but it's not like, you know, Garnett, Ray Allen, and Paul Pierce back in the day.
The thing about it is, you know, all that drama, all that nonsense, all that comes with that player. We've just seen two teams go through it.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if LeBron is looking at the Knicks as much as he'd be looking at the Cavaliers, but just like think about LeBron James throughout his career and where he's gone and the things that he's wanted to do. And he's right here at the end. He's made all the money, and he's opted in. And he's thinking, I want one more chance to win it. If you got one more chance to win it, are you doing it in the Western Conference?
If he opts in, well, he did opt in. Opting in means that his agent couldn't generate enough interest in him for him to consider opting out. That's what I think.
Yeah, no one else was going to pay him that money. Yeah.
Right, so Cleveland, I mean, they could have said, hey, we'll give you 2 years, $80 million, you know, that kind of thing.
Sure.
Kind of like what just happened with James Harden.
Yeah, but then again, I mean.
But James Harden actually got a raise. In this case, LeBron James would have to take less. But then again, no matter what team, if he does leave the Lakers, no matter what team he goes to, it's going to be a thing. It's going to be a big deal. It's going to be season tickets. It's going to be, this could be his final year, one of the greatest players we've ever seen. Would the Garden and Jim Dolan go down this road? Oh, please don't. Please don't.
The old Knicks, yes, that's what they did all the time. Now, we thought that we were done with that. We thought that they were making smarter decisions.
They haven't made this decision.
Right. But you're asking me, would they go down this road? So I'm explaining, you know, if you would have asked me that 5 years ago, I said 100% they would. Now, I'm not so sure. Because prior to the firing of Tibbs and the way they've gone about trying to find their new head coach, I was all in on everything that they were trying to do. But this Tibbs firing is just so bizarre and so weird, and the way that they're going about, you know, finding the next guy makes me think that maybe they are, that desperate and out of control right now that they would do something like this if Jim Dolan is calling the shots, like a lot of people believe that he is once again, and came in and made this Tibbs thing about him.
You know, I overall, I really thought this team played well together. I thought they came together later on in the season. They were much better later on, and definitely in the playoffs, than they were early on, because it took a while to figure everybody out and, you know, who's handling the ball, who's shooting the ball, you know, all that kind of crap that goes on in the NBA. Man, if you brought LeBron here, that would upset that whole situation.
I mean, I'm going to duck after I say this. I mean, but, I mean, it could work. You know what I'm saying? It could. Not likely, but
it
could.
A coach that doesn't preach defense.
Yeah.
Have you seen his Matador defense?
Well,
as,
I mean,
Clyde Frazier, you know, would call it. Oh man, what I would give to hear Clyde discussing LeBron. Now, I will say that LeBron usually goes off in Madison Square Garden, well, but can he do it 41 times?
And by the way, he did still look unbelievable last year.
I'm not saying, yeah, offensively, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, how many guys are great defensive players in the NBA these days? It's like,
what were we screaming about against Indiana and Boston? Covering the three-point shot.
Yeah, no, I understand. I would not go ahead and do this, but I'm telling you right now, somebody can be in that building over there can be convinced of this. Especially, like, so, and you think about LeBron and the big splashes and stuff that he does. So, you know, going to Miami in the way that he did it, then going back to Cleveland and winning. And then he's like, okay, you know, I'm going to do another big splash. We're going to go out and play for an iconic franchise in L.A. And now he's tired of that now. He's tired of it. He doesn't think he can beat the best teams in the West. He's sniffing around. I got one more year at the very least. I'm going to force myself into the Eastern Conference and one of these good teams that doesn't have a hurt superstar, the Cavaliers and the Knicks, and I'm going to give it one more run.
Well, the Cavaliers lost Dame Lillard.
No, that's the Bucks.
I mean, the Bucks.
Yeah.
He wouldn't go to the Bucks.
No, he wouldn't go to the Bucks. No. He would go, I think it's the Cavaliers and the Knicks. I can't
think
of...
So, but they're going to have to swing a trade. And that means money's got to go back and forth. So, he basically got his $52.6 million. And I don't, you know.
There's also no coach here, which is another thing.
Let me ask you a question. I mean, which... like, he wanted J.J. Redick as a coach. You know, they traded for Luka Doncic. This was supposed to be the great, you know... And now, supposedly, Luka's getting himself in shape and realizing what a pro takes, supposedly. And he wants to leave L.A. because he can't win a championship.
Well, he doesn't. He'll believe that there's a much better chance to win one in the East. That's probably what he's thinking. Like, so, you know, Mike Brown and LeBron obviously had a relationship there for a long time. I don't know.
I look at his little mom, and I'm just amazed that, you know, she gave birth to LeBron.
Mike Brown talking about that. So, I mean,
what is it?
No, I'm just saying, like, can't you just, like, Mike Brown. So, Ty Lue had to come in and coach that team that ended up winning the Cavaliers, right? The Cavaliers championship.
Mike Brown was with LeBron the first time in Cleveland.
Right.
The first time they went to the championship.
And when they had, yeah, 63 wins and the whole thing. Unfinished business spot.
Come on, LeBron.
Oh, man.
Hey, Mike, listen, we didn't get it done the first time. Let's go to New York together and win a championship.
Huh? Huh?
What do you think? Huh? What do you think?
What do I
think? Do you think it's a possibility?
Yeah, remotely, I would say.
Yeah, I think he's going to definitely force himself into the Eastern Conference.
No, I think that I definitely think.
100%.
Because he knows he doesn't have a shot unless they do something here in free agency or trade or something like that and acquire another player or two that he would like to think that it's going to take to win.
How much do you think the ownership change? I know Jeannie Buss is still a big part of the organization and, you know, they mentioned Jeannie and Rob Pelinka, but how much do you think the ownership change could influence something like this?
I bet you he wishes he was 10 years younger and this would have happened because that guy would have paid him $100 million a year.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, look what he did with Shohei Ohtani. He knows that LeBron's bankable. Everybody in the league knows that he's bankable.
You know, maybe LeBron hates Luka just like you. Like, yeah, that could be a thing. And I'm like half being kidding, but
right.
Like,
but I don't, let me just say this: I don't hate Luka. I don't hate any athlete, maybe except John Randall. But I don't hate an athlete. I'm just telling you.
Oh, no, not to please. I won't hear it again. I can't hear it again. Yeah, I mean, maybe he just doesn't want to play with him. Maybe he's thinking like, okay, this is the direction that you're going. You acquired him. He's going to be the future. I'm obviously playing one more year. You got to build around him, and I can't win in this conference, and I'm out of here. I mean, it really could, you know? I mean, that's what's going on. I mean, he is 100% setting himself up. He's being respectful to the Lakers. Thank you for this partnership. Everything's great. We understand that you guys are trying to rebuild. All the love, but I got to go. It's time for me to go. And you're right, opting out would mean that...
He could have picked and chosen where he'd want to go.
However...
he would have to take less money.
Right. But he's going to get every cent.
This guy...
He's going to get every cent.
So much money, it's ridiculous. You got to think about how much money he has probably made. He's probably almost close to a billion, if not more than $1 billion.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
for him to opt into this contract tells me that Rich Paul could not stir up enough interest in LeBron that he would have
at that number. At that number.
Well, I mean, even if we're like 40 million, like 2 years, 80 million, 2 years, 90 million, something like that.
So in that scenario, you're thinking then that it's going to be tough to trade in.
That's right. That's the thing that I would look at because, you know, these agents, they talk to everybody. And come on, Rich Paul has been running the league, you know, with LeBron since LeBron came into the league. And the thing about it is that all of a sudden, you know, what happens when LeBron decides to leave? What happens to Rich Paul?
Well, I mean, he's got, well, what do you mean what happens to him?
I mean, like he has, this was like David Falk had Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Rich Paul's got a bunch of other clients.
Yeah, and David Falk had a bunch of other clients too for a long time.
Yeah.
And he ran the league from an agent's perspective.
Sure.
For a long time, and I think Rich has probably had a lot of that going on for him right now. And maybe some of that stuff is going to start to wane when LeBron does ultimately retire.
All right, let's go to Jordan in Millstone Township, who's on the fan. What's going on, Jordan?
Hey, Gio, how are you, man?
Great.
I'm a big fan of the show. I'm just listening to this conversation that you guys are having regarding LeBron coming to the Knicks, and I just want to throw this idea out there. Maybe wacky, but what do you guys think about LeBron coming to the Knicks as a player coach?
Oh, man. Listen, man.
Who was like the last player coach? Is like Dave Cowens or
Bill Russell?
Bill Russell, maybe.
I mean, if anybody.
It was Cowens. I looked it up last time.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Thanks, Jordan. Yeah, I mean. Pretty good. Good job. I mean, if anybody would think that they could do it and would ask to do it,
yes,
it would be LeBron James.
Sure.
Now, would an organization allow him to? Probably not.
No.
But he would certainly ask. He would certainly ask about it.
I don't know if he would ask that. I don't think
if the
that.
Knicks didn't have a coach, LeBron, you're familiar with who we're talking about here.
Yeah.
LeBron would be like, hey, I could coach. I got it. Don't worry about it.
Hey, dude, twice in my career I was asked to call plays. And, you know, my head was going to explode. And I feel like I could handle a lot of crap.
Yeah.
And my head was going to explode. I can't even imagine him as any player for that matter, in this day and age of social media, becoming a player coach and having to give a post-game press conference and a pre-game press conference as the coach every single freaking game.
Well, there's he talks after every game anyway, so you just do a two-for-one there. Like, listen, Mike Brown will be his head assistant, he'll be the associate head coach. LeBron will be the head coach and the players player coach. It's perfect. Perfect way to end your career.
Not for the Knicks, it's not.
Come on.
Not for the Knicks. Oh, man. No way.
All right. We will keep an eye on it because I think there's going to be more chatter as we continue to go through this offseason.
You created a firestorm.
No,
right,
I mean, Rich Paul did. Rich Paul created a firestorm.
Interpreting it.
I mean, there's only one way to interpret it.
I think we've broken that down and we've speculated enough, but I think that little brush fire,
yeah,
and all of a sudden, boom, no water in the fire hydrants and it just burns out of control.
Right, we've got a drought going on and some guy in the woods is roasting marshmallows. The next thing you know, bing, bang, boom, fire. But we're in Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Quick break, we'll get right to Jerry Recco's update right after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We got Jerry Recco here. He's got another update for us. What's going on, Jerry?
All right, well, good morning. We'll start with the good news this hour, and the good news would be the Yankees, who blasted the A's on Sunday.
This pitch, swung on to the gap, deep left center field. Got all kinds of carry. Say goodbye. The captain, second home run today. This is a two-run shot. 12-5 Yankees.
And that was the
Aaron Judge
with the call here on the Fan. That's right. Aaron Judge with not one but two home runs, including that one in the seventh inning, his second of the day. 30th on the season. The Yankees clubbed the A's 12-5. Nice bounce back after getting shut out as they were on Saturday. Cody Bellinger, a three-hit performance, but it is the Thrivewell Player of the Game time, brought to you by Thrivewell Infusion. His name is Jazz Chisholm Jr. Homered in the second, RBI triple in the third, really led the charge. Here was Chisholm on a team win.
I think it was great, man. I think we're starting to heat up while it's getting hotter and hotter out here. So we're excited for what the summer can take for us.
And we shall see.
Chisholm,
our Thriving Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrivewell, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThrivewellInfusion.com.
I was going to say that, you know, they all feel that way after a win, but there's so many games.
Yeah.
That like 3 days from now, that could be hollow.
That's true.
You know, that's
in the moment,
thing.
It's good, though.
Oh, in the moment, it is good. And Severino got rocked again.
He did.
Because you remember, he was saying that, you know, out in Sacramento, there's all sorts of pitching issues. I said pishing.
Yes. Pishing.
I didn't say the other
one. Take a pish.
Pishing, I hear you.
Yes. But all sorts of pitching issues out in Sacramento.
Well, the Yankees got a good pitching performance Sunday from Marcus Stroman. 5 innings for the win. Here was Judge. It's nice to have him back.
We missed him. You know, he's a guy that's done this for a long time. You know, you see a lot of guys who come back from injuries kind of seem a little rusty, or they got to work on a couple things, but he looked like he's been, you know, had 15 starts under his belt. So excited to see that. Excited to see his next start here when we come back home or come back to play the Mets. So it'll be a good one.
Over the weekend, July 4th weekend, here was Stroman. He was asked, you know, obviously he fought through injury. Did he ever doubt himself and his return? His answer, very Marcus Stroman.
Doubt?
Yeah.
No doubt, my man. I tore my ACL and made it back in 5 months, so I don't do doubt.
I don't do doubt.
I don't do doubt. Well, good for him. So he did get the win. Tonight, the Yankees will be in Toronto. Carlos Rodon facing Max Scherzer on the Fan at 7:05. Pregame at 6:25. The Yankees have a game and a half lead atop the AL East on Tampa. All right, as for the Mets, I would like to take credit for this, but I can't because this was suggested.
The way that it sounded on the radio with the bat hitting the ball when the Pirates were up at bat, they were tattooing balls.
They were. And so we went back and heard what it sounded like.
All right.
Well, I did.
Montas has his sign, winds and deals. Line towards center field. Swing and a shot in the air, deep right field. 0-1. Swing and a shot in the air to center field, a deep pitch. Hit hard to the left side, base hit. Here's the 1-1. Cruz swings and turns on this one, deep to right and gone.
Almost movie-like.
Yes. We have some loud-ass contact, man.
It was unbelievable.
Jesus.
Very much so. How about 12-1, the final score? Here was Gary Cohen on SNY with how bad the weekend was for the Mets.
This will be, if the Mets do not score, the most lopsided series defeat in the 64 years of Mets history.
Who would have thought?
What garbage. It's garbage.
Who would have thought that going into Friday?
Garbage. They're with the 1961 team.
62
team.
Yeah.
Whatever.
What's worse than that?
Worse. Oh, the worst.
God.
Against
their names will live in infamy.
They will. Against a team that couldn't score, they scored 30 runs against them.
Yeah, this is an organization that doesn't try to win. Like, legitimately, does not try.
Yeah.
The owner, nobody, they don't try. They take the revenue-sharing money, they pocket it, they don't invest in the team, and then, you know, they try to draft some guys and work out, but they don't really try to win.
What is that bridge out there in center field?
Clemente Bridge.
The Clemente Bridge. They were showing people walking across the Clemente Bridge, and it was almost all Met fans.
Yeah.
And I think that was like the fifth inning. Or the
nice little trip to Pittsburgh to watch your team get waxed.
So think about this. They were a plus 26 over the weekend, were the Pirates. With that, they're still a minus 42 on the season. It just doesn't make any sense.
Nope.
It does not. So bad, bad weekend, no doubt. 12-1 was the final on Sunday. Here's Carlos Mendoza. Everything bad at the moment.
Whether it's starting pitching, whether it's the offense, whether it's the bullpen, defense, right now we're not playing well. You know, we're better than that. And, we continue to believe on those guys. They're good players. They're going through a very tough stretch right now. So off day tomorrow and got to be ready to go on Tuesday.
Okay.
So he said the same thing last year. Let's be fair. And last year, they had a losing record at this time. And he was saying the same thing. And so did Steve Cohen. Remember Steve Cohen came out? I believe in the players. I believe in the team. I believe in the manager. And we were here talking about trade deadline stuff and whether or not they were going to trade Pete Alonso.
You think it's time for a Steve Cohen vote of confidence on X? You think it's one of those times, him to step up? Love these guys. It's a funk, but we'll be fine. I wonder what his last post was.
I thought he quit Twitter.
No, he pops in and out every now and again.
Whatever.
Oh, it's X. Not whatever.
Yeah. People still call it Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah, they shouldn't. Called X.
Yeah, so he has not checked in a very long time. Back on June 10th, this team keeps grinding away. Relentless.
Maybe he was at the Bezos wedding. That's
he probably was, yeah.
Very possible.
He probably was.
Would make sense.
Ton of fenth.
Here was Pete Alonso. This applies to yesterday, but this was actually Saturday. Nothing really changed.
It's obvious we're not playing our best baseball, like as a group, whether offensively, defensively, base running. Like we're not playing our cleanest baseball.
You're not doing anything good. Here was Francisco Lindor. How much Monday can help?
Hopefully a lot. Hopefully a lot. You know, it's a tough stretch for sure. And hopefully getting that
day off, the mental day off, and getting away from the field, and we can come back and get back on the horse.
Well, they're taking on the Brewers Tuesday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I think, well, I know Milwaukee lost Sunday, but I think they were pretty hot prior to, I think they won 8 out of 9.
Well, whether they're hot Sunday or not, they're good or bad, it doesn't, I mean, we just saw the Mets.
You're right.
Have a 30-4 weekend against the Pirates. So
that's a very good point. I guess what difference does it make? And the Marlins did win again. They've won 7 straight all on the road, so good for them. The Mets with the loss trail Philly by a game and a half in the NL East because Philadelphia took care of Atlanta.
One ball, one strike, the pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, right center. Marsh calling for it in the alley, backing up to the track. He makes the catch and the ball game is over. A warning track fly ball is all, and Stuart Fairchild is the final out as the Phillies beat the Braves 2-1, and they take 2 out of 3 in the series.
So while the Mets are getting swept, the Phillies having a nice weekend over Atlanta, and so the game and a half is the difference now. The Mets 3-13 in their last 16 games. As we mentioned, Mets and Brewers starting tomorrow night at Citi Field, and their pitching is in shambles. All right, NBA free agency opens up tonight at 6 o'clock in terms of negotiating deals with teams. Right now, you've got a lot of movement with players on their own teams as they're basically buying in or buying out of contracts. You guys talked about LeBron James to start the hour opting into his $52.6 million for this coming season, but then Rich Paul basically came out and said, not sure he's going to stay here. I believe Paul released this video himself. This is Paul prior to the draft on the phone with Suns owner Matt Ishbia.
Okay.
I guess this is okay when you're, it seems like he's trying to direct the draft and players to a specific part. And he's talking about this, this 7-footer, Kaman Malawak, that the Suns wound up with.
Come on.
If you guys keep 10, I'm going to mention the name and you tell me how much you like him. Kaman Malawak, if I can get him there.
A lot. That'd be my first choice.
Okay. Done deal. That's all I need.
Can you get there?
I'm going to try my best because you're our first choice. If he gets past Brooklyn, then yeah. But let me make those calls so I can let you do what you need to do.
Call me back.
Pretty much the call. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
Probably goes on a lot,
call,
right?
Brooklyn and tell him not to take him.
Maybe.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're Sean Marks, you're listening to Rich Paul.
I have no idea. I don't know. I also don't know in this day and age what's real and what's not real and what's allowed and what's not allowed. I mean, this seems like this was, everything I read was he released this video on social media himself.
So it was okay. Then he felt like he didn't break any rules.
Yeah, I guess it's all right.
The player is not really, he's not selected by anybody yet.
Right.
So maybe he calls Sean Marks up and says, look, you know, my player doesn't want to play for you guys. My player wants to go to Phoenix. And maybe. Who did they take? They took the guard, right?
Who's that? The Nets?
Yes.
Yeah, at 8. Correct.
At 8. So,
whatever you need, Rich, we'll take some guy nobody's ever heard of.
That's what it sounds like.
All
to
right,
me.
That'd be fine. How's the family, huh? Good.
Oh,
all right.
God. That's not tampering, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess not. No. If he hasn't been drafted, it just seems like he's directing the draft. But I guess
I'm sure this happens with, like, Drew Rosenhaus and other guys in the NFL draft, too, you know? Hey, he doesn't want to go there. He's going to hold out. Blah, blah, blah. We're trying to get to Denver, so shut up.
Exactly. A couple of other things. James Harden declines his $36 million player option. He will re-sign with L.A., the Clippers, that is, 2 years, $81.5 million.
So, again, this is why players opt out, because they know that they have an opportunity to make more money and more years. And that's why LeBron opted in. Because I don't believe Rich Paul, if he's making calls to owners like this, could generate enough interest in LeBron to actually, for him to make that kind of money.
He's also 40, though.
Yeah, I know.
Right? I mean, if he didn't have that contract, let's say he was a free agent, what would he get right now as a free agent? He was very good last year, but he is 40.
I mean, he's still a bankable asset. I mean, teams would still sell out. And Gio and I just had this whole discussion. We believe that, I think he's going to end up playing for the Lakers. I do.
But not because he necessarily wants to. I think he wants to get to the Eastern Conference. I just don't know if there's going to be a team out there that's going to want to trade and figure out money to get LeBron James for a one-year run at a championship.
For $52 million?
But that's what he's trying to do, man.
The assets that the team acquiring him have to give up in order to get him.
You would think a lot to match the money.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, LeBron will make a direct phone call right to Jim Dolan, sweep him off his feet, say all the nice things.
Just for the record.
Love your fedora, love your music.
I told you 6 years ago he's going to end his career.
I did say that.
Yeah,
this
Jerry.
Is that true?
Give you credit, Jerry.
Yeah, I did say Jerry's been saying this
for
a long
years.
Time. Yeah.
This will be the swan song. Now he'll come to the world's most famous arena.
He is your Juan Soto.
No, I don't want him here. I don't care, personally.
Yeah, but he was your Juan
Soto. You wanted Juan Soto.
I did, but that was 4 years ago.
That is very true.
$765 million.
I bet you do want him here. I mean, because that would be it would probably be a nightmare.
I actually think it
would
work out. I do.
See, I'm more like 70-30. It's not. I'm not ruling out that it wouldn't.
Him and Mike Brown. Package deal.
That's what I was saying to you.
I could see it. I could see it. And then people are telling me.
And 52 million. You need young, athletic, and you got to get up and down the court, man. And you got to play defense, especially in the playoffs.
And then people are telling me the Dawn Staley thing's made up. Maybe it is. We talked about it last hour. I see it on Yahoo, Bleacher. I mean, I saw it in a bunch of places. So if it was made up, I have no idea. But that was out there.
Yeah, Fleegs, is it made up? You're an internet guy.
I have no idea. I saw the report. I thought it was legit.
Because a lot of people picked up on it.
Yeah, but who made it up, though? That's the question.
Like, where did it start
where
from?
Where did I don't it start
know.
From?
Yeah. JR Sport Brief?
Maybe. Who knows? ESPN reporting federal authorities investigating Malik Beasley on allegations of gambling related to NBA games and prop bets. It goes back to January of 24, so the 23-24 season when he was with the Bucks. There's also a lot, just speaking of the Bucks, there's a lot of conversation about the Knicks really in for Giannis. The problem is, you're also reading the Bucks don't want to trade Giannis. So don't know if that's something that maybe they're thinking mid-season.
It really comes down to what does Giannis want?
Well, that's been the other part of this. Giannis has not gone to them and said he wants to be traded.
Well, he's not publicly gone to them. Doesn't mean
true.
Who's his agent?
I don't know the answer to that.
His agent could be working, you know, back channels. A lot of back channel stuff going on right now, Jerry.
Definitely. I mean, this is back channel season. Hashtag SZN.
They did say this NBA offseason would be wild, so we're off to a pretty good start. And in golf, Aldrich Hotgeater won the Rocket Classic, a 20-year-old. They said on the one, not they said, they showed on the video his swing speed, ball speed, 196.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a 370-yard drive.
So it's like big intern.
So that maybe.
So he said his swing speed was like 130 or something.
Did he really?
Yeah, which is, it's not. I mean,
the amazing thing about this guy, Podkeeter, he hits the ball like, you know, like how Clutterbuck hits it.
Yeah.
Way up in the air. I mean, it's a lot of this thing is carry. He doesn't get a lot of roll.
Well, he's bombing the ball, so he congratulations to him.
Right. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Want to join the show, 888-808-1019, talking about this weird Rich Paul LeBron James quote out there basically saying, hey, you know, if the Lakers do what we want to do this offseason, maybe we'll stay, but we really value winning, and LeBron wants to make sure he gets the most out of the end of his career. And, of course, the Mets being terrible, most lopsided series loss in the franchise's history to one of the worst teams in baseball, if not, well, no, they're not the worst team in baseball. The Colorado Rockies are the worst team in baseball. Chicago White Sox are terrible, and the Pirates are right there with them. Let's go to Chev in San Diego. What's going on, Chev?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, New York. Talking about that, man, what a brutal loss in Pittsburgh. I feel so bad for the seven line sitting out there and just calling out to Pittsburgh and just taking the loss like that. But you guys are going to think I'm nuts, but I've been saying this for over a month now, at least a month, that I think the Mets really, because I saw cracks in their lineup start off the season, I think we need to call it Syndergaard. And lo and behold, the White Sox did it. And he pitched three innings. He only gave up one hit. And he had two strikeouts. And the way I see it is that Syndergaard could be like a Bartolo Colon kind of figure. And I'm talking to my buddy yesterday. I didn't even know DeGrom is having the best season of his career.
Wow.
And Wheeler. Wow. Like, I mean, let's get the band back together. Get rid of this Montas, the Manaya, the Love Ladies, the Stanex, Blackburns, Waddell. Well, even Peterson, get rid of those guys. And the team needs to have hits with runners in scoring position. I mean, call up A.J. Ewing, the guy's hitting great in triple A ball. I mean, you know, we're paying freaking Soto $750 million. Guy's the best June of, like, ever, but the team just sucks wind through the whole, you know, the whole month. It's just an abomination. Like, we're not playing like a team. They should all have to watch clips of Freddie Freeman and do some homework.
All right, Chev. Chev on the...
There's a lot there, Chev. You know, a lot going on there. I appreciate your negativity because it does reflect where most Met fans' mindset is right now after this deplorable weekend.
Yeah, I mean, and like, why would you ever want to go back into the past with the New York Mets when things didn't work out with those guys? Like,
yeah, I mean, it worked out with DeGrom. He was great when he was here.
Yeah, but they never won.
But by the way, they're not going to trade for DeGrom. He's got 3 years and about $90 million probably $110 million left on his contract.
Yeah, not going to happen. He's not having that. I mean, he's pitching great, but I mean, he had some of the most unbelievable seasons in those Cy Young years. Relax with the best year of his career stuff. John in Lindenhurst. What's going on, John?
Boomer, Gio, good morning, boys. How we doing?
Great, man. What's up?
Good, good. So I just wanted to touch base on this LeBron conversation you guys are having, and it got me thinking. If LeBron was coming to New York or wherever he would go in the Eastern Conference, don't you think there would be some sort of package or a handshake deal that no matter where he goes, Bronny is coming with him.
Yeah, I mean, I would normally think that on the surface, but after some of the backlash that happened last year with him, and he did get a chance to play in some games with him, so that dream was fulfilled, I don't think that he feels the need to drag him everywhere he goes. Now, if he ended up going to Cleveland and, you know, Bronny came with him, would I be surprised? No, I wouldn't, but I think what he wanted to do was continue to be playing at a high level when Bronny got into the league, and he was able to do that.
I just think that LeBron is impervious to any sort of outside criticism. He lives in his own
bubble. He went after Stephen A. Smith, though, about that whole thing about Bronny.
I mean, Stephen A.'s screaming and yelling on ESPN like nonsense. But what I'm saying is that, you know, we all realize what we saw there with him and Bronny, and everybody talked about it, yet it still happened. You know, so, like, if he did come here, and just like that previous caller said, he'd force Bronny on the Knicks, we'd have to send them Tyler Kolek or something like that. I could see that 100% happening. But, again, I don't think the Knicks are going down this road. I know it sounds it's fun to talk about, and it's not going to happen.
I don't believe that the Knicks will say yes to it, but I will 100% believe that Rich Paul and LeBron James will reach out to the Knicks and the Cavaliers, if they haven't already, to see where their head is as far as LeBron finishing his career there. There's no doubt to me that he's going to try his damnedest to get into the Eastern Conference, and it's not going to be the Boston Celtics. It's not going to be the Milwaukee Bucks. It's not going to be the Pacers.
No, wouldn't want him.
The
Pacers just made a trade for one of the Ball brothers.
Yeah, so it would be the Knicks and the Cavs. That those would be the two teams.
Yeah, and the Cavaliers being, yeah, but then again, like, the Cavaliers would have to give up something to make the money work. And again, I don't, like, why, if you're the Cavaliers, okay, so you got bounced by the Pacers. All right, you had a unbelievable season last year.
Yeah.
And maybe they feel like they need another piece, or they're going to want to tweak their roster. Who knows what their contract situation is? I haven't looked at it in terms of their roster. But are you going to trade assets for a 40-year-old making $52.6 million? You got to be asinine to do something like that.
Okay. I mean, we've seen the Knicks make some crazy decisions.
So who does LeBron want on the Lakers? That's the question.
I mean, I don't know how they fit him, Luka, and Giannis. So it's like...
And this new ownership.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm assuming that he's thinking that it doesn't matter what apron. They may create a new apron. New aprons with this new ownership. You know how they have the Stevie Cohen tax?
Yeah.
Oh, now you got the Guggenheim partner tax.
Yeah, the Mark Walter tax.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, and there's been many a time we've seen these guys blow through this soft cap in the NBA and have to get just walloped with the tax bill. I mean, the Golden State Warriors have done it for years and years. I mean, you know, say what you want about that organization or whoever has been running it, but, I mean, they went all in to keep that dynasty going.
Well, they got that new building built in San Francisco.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, they went all, they did not care how much it cost. They were keeping that team together.
But they wanted that building, and in order to get that building built and to get the political will behind the building, actually, I think they may have built that building privately, but they may have gotten the land for next to nothing, I'm not sure. But they wanted to be in San Francisco. They wanted to get out of Oakland.
Yeah, and they did. But I'm telling you, you know, I remember when Peyton Manning called Christopher Johnson and convinced him that Adam Gase was the right guy? Can't you just see a scenario like that happening with Rich Paul and Jim Dolan, or LeBron and Jim Dolan?
I hope not.
Hey, Jim, LeBron, line one.
You know what? If I'm Jim Dolan, I'm like, you know, I offered you to come here back, what was that, 2008, 10? I offered you to come here in 10, and you didn't want to. Thank you, but no thank you. That's what I'm saying. And Jim Dolan, you know, he's
a grudge holder.
Yeah. Hey, we offered you the world back in 2010, and you said no. Thank you, but no thank you.
I'd love to believe that that's the way the conversation would
thank
go.
Thank you, but no thank you.
But I don't know.
No way.
I can see him convincing him. Hey, listen, Jim, I know that was a while ago, and, you know, we went down to Miami, and it worked out that way, and that's what I needed at that point in my career. But what I need in this point in my career.
I don't care what you need in your point in your career. What I needed back in 2010 was you here and building a legacy here in New York in the greatest city of the world.
Hey, well, listen, I left my hometown to go down to Miami. Change. I can't, you know, you can't make everybody happy. But, like, right now I see an opportunity. That wasn't the right time for us to be together. Now's the right time for us to be together.
Yeah, not at the age of 40. Sorry.
And I think that.
I gave you every opportunity 15 years ago.
Right.
Think about that. I sent Donnie Walsh, Mayor Bloomberg. I sent all these people.
The
and
entire
tried,
cast.
Come on,
of,
LeBron.
The entire cast of The Sopranos.
Guess what?
Come on down. I know he's pretty busy right now, but if he wants to give it a shot, I mean, the guy's a freak athletically.
You know who that is? You remember that voice? The great Eric Mangini talking about LeBron James coming.
That was Eric Mangini?
That was Eric Mangini.
Oh, wow.
Talking about LeBron coming here. Yeah.
And then next thing you know, they got Brett.
Yeah. Well, that was prior to that. That was
Let's get Brett.
Yeah, that was 2 years before the LeBron James free agency. But, yeah, I mean, I think.
4 years old, $52.6 million. No, thank you. See ya.
I mean, it'd be perfect. I mean, talk about a legacy, the parade. We'll fill that building every single night. The
building's already filled.
Yeah, but it'll be more people. You can raise the ticket prices. You know that.
Just keep raising the ticket prices. Yeah. You know, by the way, I heard that if there's a new mayor elected, he's going to give everybody free Knick tickets. Is there any truth to that?
Yeah, you can go to your state-run grocery store, pick up a snack, get on the free bus, and then go to the Knicks game for free as well.
Yeah.
I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, well, I warned you about him 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, and then there's some sort of crime that is happening outside of the garden. They will send several therapists to go break it up. It'd be a beautiful, beautiful city at that point. You know, wonderful.
8.5 million lunatics.
let's go to Jason and Carteret. What's going on, Jason?
Yeah, what's going on? Hey, the reason why that deal didn't happen with LeBron was because he offered Stoudemire that money, and it blew up the deal before he got a chance to make it happen. And that's why they all ended up in Miami.
No, that's not the way it went. I mean, they went all. I mean, this was 15 years ago.
They went all in
on LeBron, and when he made the decision, they had to pivot somewhere, and it ended up being Stoudemire because they had all that space and all that money, and
they wanted a star. If you remember, Stoudemire got a contract from Phoenix. I'll never forget this. He got a contract from Phoenix, contract offer, but it was for 2 years. And the reason that Phoenix only gave him 2 year contract offer at the time was because they believed that his knees would give out after 2 years. And
remember,
what happened?
Remember what it was? Microfracture surgery.
There you go.
That's what it was. You'll never forget that. I'll never forget microfracture.
And who was the first athlete ever to have microfracture surgery?
Joe DiMaggio.
No.
Oh. I don't know.
It was in 1989.
Tim Crumry.
Close.
Chris Collinsworth.
Bingo.
Wow, good job. Fleeks gave me that.
Oh, okay.
I thought it would be Crumry. I mean, that's the obvious one.
Oh, he snapped his leg. That's okay. Not microfracture. That's a fracture. That's a compound fracture. You got your
what do I look like?
You're screwing up your fractures. You got microfracture. You got a compound fracture.
What, Marty O'Malley over here? I mean, I don't know what's going on. I'm just figuring a guy had a fracture talking microfracture 89. It would line up, wouldn't it?
But I've often said here, the first guy that I had ever heard of retiring and then having microfracture surgery was Chris.
Yeah. Well, all those years later, the New York Knicks signed a guy. The microfracture surgery, who ended up taking red wine baths while LeBron was winning three championships down in Miami. Big three won two down in Miami. Okay. Lost that first one, went to three finals, lost the first one and the last one in the middle two.
That's right. I think we should get Mike Bloomberg to say, no, thank you, LeBron. Maybe we can get Izzo on that.
Yeah. Well, AI does exist now. It didn't exist then. We could certainly get Mike Bloomberg saying a lot of things about LeBron, you know, fake or a bad Mike Bloomberg, like bad Tiki back there. Sounds like a good idea.
I mean, think about this. This was 15 years ago.
I understand.
15 years. And now here we are.
Still talking about it.
Still talking about it. And it would be year 16 if he came here. Like, how many guys have come and gone in the NBA in these 16
years? Yeah, I know. I mean, it's incredible. But it feels more real now than it did back then. It really does. Because he's 40 years old and fine. I mean, Jerry did say this. He's like, then you'll get LeBron James when he's 41 years old.
I know he did. I know he did.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.